Okay, so it seems like it was a Leibedik sugya this morning, which is always fantastic. It is certainly a large sugya, important sugya. We'll just touch upon a little bit today. So as you saw, the Gemara in Chulin tells us, Daf Hey and Aleph, that there's a concept of Mechal Shabbosos Befar Hesya. A person who desecrates Shabbos in a public fashion, so he's a din of a mumar, Mechal Torah Kula, and his Shechit is possible. So Rashi, there on the bottom, talked away in this Rashi, he says that Hai Tana Chamir Le Shabbos Kavodos Chachavim. This Tana is of the understanding that Shabbos is as severe, as stringent as Avodah Zarah. The Ha'oved Avodos Chachavim Kofer BaKadosh Baruch Hu BaMechal Shabbos Kofer BeMa'isav. So one Avodah Zarah rejects the existence of Hashem, Rachman Latzlan, and the other one, Mechal Shabbos, he's Kofer in the action of Hashem. Umeid Sheker Shelo Shabbos Hakadosh Baruch Shabbos Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Ma'aseh Breishis. Therefore, they're both kofar be'ikar, and they're kofar. They reject the basic principles of Yadus. So that's the understanding of Rashi. Ramban says the similar idea. Again, you could be medayik in different aspects of the what they're being kofar in exactly, but overall, generally speaking, the whole idea is that they're kofar be'munas Hashem in Ma'aseh Breishis. So the Rav Shechter quotes here from Rav Soloveitchik's understanding here of this Ramban that in Parshas Yisro, which of course is very appropriate to this week's Parshas Veschanan, which is the other appearance of the Aseres HaDibros. But back in Parshas Yisro, the Ramban explains its kofar. So he says it's not because of the Chomer, the Isser of Melecha Shabbos, because it's such a severe Aver, which it is, but there are also other very severe Averas. Melecha Shabbos results in Skila. There's a whole slew of Averas, at least, that result in Skila. So he explains, the idea is, like the Rashi Ramban say, is it's a being kofar. And it's an inyan of being kofar, because had it been simply about the Isser Shabbos, so there shouldn't be a difference between Sinner or Farhesser. That's his Raya. If it's about Chomer and Isser, if a person does Avodah Zarah, but Sinner, a person does an Avera, but Farhesser, there shouldn't be a difference. It's the same Avera. But if it's an inyan of Kfira, so Kfira is much worse when it's done in Farhesser than when it's done in Sinner. Now, to be honest, I don't know if that is such a great Raya. I still think you could say, we haven't gotten to this point yet, but you could still say that the Chomer Avera is more significant when done before Hesa as opposed to Betzina. What's my Raya? So you guys didn't learn Sanhedrin, right? Were you in YU for Sanhedrin? Those, anyone? You were, okay. So Rav Soloveitchik had this Torah, which I assume those who are in YU heard this, probably. The Indian of understanding Hasra, how Hasra works. So Hasra, Pashup Shad Hasra is L'havchin Bein Shogig L'mezid. That Beis Din doesn't know if you did this on purpose or they did it accidentally. So you get a warning, and you did it anyway, so that tells them that it was done b'mezid. Rav Soloveitchik had a diak based on a Tosfos, I forget which parak, right? Fourth, fifth parak, there's a small Tosfos there, maybe my Mesis, I don't remember exactly. But he said that Hasra is more sheer in the Maisa Avera. So if you do an Avera Stam, so it's an Avera. But let's say you do an Avera in the face of a Hasra. Someone says, don't do that, it's Shabbos, and you do it anyways, so then the Avera is considered even worse and warrants a Chiyav Misa. So using that model from Rav Soloveitchik, you could say the same thing as well. You could still say a person's Mechal Shabbos Pefer Hesya, it's not an Inyan of Kfira, it's an Inyan of Chomer Avera. But there is a difference between the level of the Avera being done Betzina versus a level being done Befer Hesya. So I don't view that as being a Raya, though. Yeah.
It's not a din that one's more chomer in terms of the Torah says don't do this more than don't do this. Now, in terms of the onesh, it may be more significant than b'far hesya versus sinah. But the chomer hesya is just saying it's not necessarily in terms of the onesh.
The onesh is simply indicative of how the aver was done, how chomer the aver.
Not necessarily. Meaning it could be that both averes are just as chomer as each other. The hasra just comes to add on and says no, this one's going to have more of an onesh.
No. I mean, that's not how Rav Soloveitchik said that, at least how I heard it. From Rav Rosenzweig, he said the merit, the Chomer Avera, was worse when done in the face of Asura than not. And since it's a different level of Avera, that indicates there's going to be a punishment, as opposed to a low level of Avera doesn't warrant the punishment. That's how it was said. However it was said or not, there's still, you could at least understand there could be a concept that the Avera can be worse in Ferhesia than in Dambetina. That, I think, makes sense. So I don't think it's a Raya just because the Michal Shabbos for Hesya, as opposed to Betzina, doesn't have to mean it's an Indian of Kfira. It could still be, I think, an Indian of Chomer HaVera. But that was the understanding of the Ramban and Rashi, that's about being kofir. And that's also the understanding, I know you guys spent a lot of time with the Rav Moshe and his understanding later on, but yeah.
Yeah, so just in terms of, in terms of the Mesis that you make that kind of time,
yeah.
Meaning, because he still doesn't explain the difference between Sinan and Farhesia. So he says the difference is because Farhesia is a bit of a Mesis.
So I think his understanding is that what's a Mesis? A Mesis is a person who tells others to do avodah zara. That's a Mesis, the Gemara says. And it's based on the Psukim. There's a whole mission about this, that we're not lo sachmolav, we don't have mercy on the Mesis at all. So how he connects this, I'm not entirely sure. I guess it could, the fact that a Mesis tries to get others to do the Aveir of avodah zara, maybe his understanding of Michal Shabbos prefer Hesed may also have that impact on others as well.
But the reason we learn Yichud from Mesis is because
Kisischa
bincha. Mesis is
Seisei. Correct.
It is Bitsina.
But the fact is, others are getting involved, you're going to impact others. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure what he meant. So so we also have this idea, the Ramban, the Mordechai rather. Mordechai also seems to understand it's about Kfira. I don't know if you saw in this Shir Harav, he connects this this Chakira of whether or not Michal Shabbos for Hes is a Mumer, is a Indian of Kfira, or it's about the Chomer Aveira, such a bad Aveira. So he connects it to how many times a person violated it. So the Mordechai in Remez Tavkuf Ayin Gimel, he says that if a person worships Avodah Zarah one time, or if Machal Shabbos B'mezah just one time, and he's not mafkir atzmo, and there's a better girsa here, he's not mafkir, he doesn't do it a second time, so then to do it before Hesia, he thinks he's not called a mumar. So in terms of the amount of times, he wants to connect this Mordechai to this question as well. How so? If a person, again, I didn't love this, I don't have it in front of me, I forgot to bring it, I didn't love this shot, but if I remember correctly, I think he had said, if a person, it's about the Indian of Kfira. So then one time, you're kofir, Michal Shabbos for Hesia, that's enough to make you a kofir. Well, I have to do it three times to do it enough, now you're a kofir? No. One time you do Avodah Zarah, you're a kofir. One time you're Michal Shabbos, you're kofir b'mayis abreishis. But if you assume that it has to be multiple times, so then he thinks it's about Chomer Avera. So now that assumption is now equating quantity with quality. If a guy did a terrible Avera, you killed someone, that's not so bad unless you do it three times. So I'm not sure why that has to be that way, why he connected to the amount of times had to be about a Chomer Avera. The Avera is very Chomer, so even one time should be Chomer. So I don't know why it has to connect. So in other words, if you assume both Chomer Avera or Kofer Be'ikr, is the definition of Michal Shabbos, Lanias Daiti, I would imagine that one offense would be enough. But they have to explain why where the Mordechai is coming from. How can the Mordechai says if you do it just one time, oh, you're not a kofir yet, only if you do it two times. So it could simply be that you still maybe could say that in either approach, that he's testing the waters. People test the waters sometimes. A person does a veir one time, all right, he still feels guilty. He wasn't really kofir biker. He was just kind of testing the waters. Children test their parents all the time. Talmidim test their rebbeim all the time. So one time you test, okay, he wasn't really, but you do it two or three times, so that shows the chomer aveira. It shows perhaps even kofir biker. Yeah.
From the Mordechai, it's mashma that the first time was bitsin, right? And that the first time was bitsin.
It is mashma that way.
Although, according to this chiluk, it shouldn't really make a difference. You're just testing the waters the first time.
The difference between Sinna and Farhesia, though, I believe, if you understand Kofar Beker, like Shecht explained here, that if it's unperfect, if you do it with Sinna, you still have some level of Yiras Hashemayim, some level of it. Once you do it with Farhesia, it's mamish, you reject everything, which I think would be the same explanation for Chomer HaIsr as well. Sinna, you still, it's not so bad, but in face of everyone else, it's a higher level. In terms of the amount of times, I would think the first offense would be a problem. Whether you say it's Chomer Aveiro or whether it's Kofar Biker. Having to do it two or three times, you may have to understand that Mordechai is not taking a tzad here in Kofar Biker versus the Chomer Aveiro. He's just saying that the first time, we can't accuse the guy. We don't know if that Maisa Aveiro could translate to what was going on yet. So maybe after two or three times, then we could understand that, well, he's really Kofar Biker.
So,
or
Rouse. So why should it make a difference whether or not the second time is the Farhesia? It shouldn't really matter.
The
second time is even if he did it one time bitzina, then a second time bitzina, so it should be the same.
It should be the same. But once he does, second time...
It should be Megala the same das. So
right.
Not das, but it's the second time it has to be Farhesi. He says that.
No, but Farhesi adds the level of the Kofar Biker, adds a level of the Chomer Havera. That combination of the amount of times and plus where it's being done all takes into account. It's a little confusing because there's some Gersos issues with the Mordechai, but I hear. Yes, Shimi.
Can you just also say to just explain, it's not that doing it three times makes it a Chomer Eser, but the way Rav Shachter was explaining is if you look at it as in terms of Chomer Eser, we can look at the guy in terms of his psychology. So we can say, is he really a Kofar? If we just look at it in terms of the Chomer Eser, as opposed to looking at it as a Maisek fear, which we won't necessarily say, it depends subjectively what he cares. Meaning, so Chomer Eser isn't that doing it three times becomes, but the idea is, if you only do it once, so we still look at you and we'll say, maybe he's not a Kofar. But only when you do it three times, we look at you and say, that is a Kofar. But if we look at it in terms of fear, so we're going to say, no, it creates a Chalos right away. So then for that would be, the Mordechai is just saying that if you look at it in terms of the Chomer, if you want to equate this, the Mordechai is just saying, once you look at it and we care about the Chomer HaSa'iser, so we're going to say, we're actually looking at the guy and we're looking at him, meaning subjectively. So we'll say, until he does it two or three times, we just won't consider it in the Mumar L'chol HaTorah Kula.
But I think you could say that even for the Kofar Iker Peshat. Even Kofar Biker. Right, that I agree. That I agree. Okay. So we have out there, at least now, we have the two tzadim of how to understand the Michal Shabbos per Fahesia, whether it's an issue of Kofar Biker, Kofar Bemunas Hashem, and Maisa Bracious, or it's about the Chomer Aveira, which we haven't seen inside yet. We'll see the Netziv later, who is actually the one behind that Shita. So now let's go through some different applications of is it only Chomer, is it rather only Michal Shabbos Bifar Hesya, or will it also be Yom Kippur, will it also be Yom Tif? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, this is in Evan Ezra, I don't have it in front of me, but someone has it here, and the halacha is that if a person, the Rama says, if a person writes a get, it's in Evan Ezra, Simen Kuf Chav Gimel Sif Hey. So Shulchan Aruch is talking about a sofer writing on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, and talking about b'shogeg. If it was done b'shogeg, it's permitted. But then the Rama adds, if it was done b'mezid, so then he says it's going to be pasul. Al kasu b'zadon, b'yom ha-kippurim b'shabbos, harei ze batel midiraisa. So he includes together Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and the understanding of the Tuvashur and other achronim are that Yom Kippur and Shabbos are equal. Even though the Gemara says Mechal Shabbos before Hesed, it means Mechal Yom Kippur before Hesed also makes a person into such a Mumur L'chol HaTorah Kula. His Shechita would be possible, his Ksiva Stam would be possible, everything would make him Amish Kegoy. So, Rabbi Kiv Eger in the Darsh Rechidish and also on the side of Shulchan Aruch, he raises this question of wanting to know, do we say Mechal Yom Kippur Bifar Hesya is like Mechal Shabbos Bifar Hesya or not? And he quotes this Raman the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, but then he says, Ulam im kol zeh davar zeh tzarech raya gadol l'meshah. So you need to bring a big proof here. Shulchan Aruch is Shulchan Aruch, but where is it based on? I didn't look at the Gra actually. Did the Gra say anything on this Raman? You want to see? The Gra's whole Tafkin and Shulchan Aruch was to bring sources from everything. He didn't like the fact that the Rishon created their own things. He wanted to bring everything back to a source in the Gemara, in a Rashi, a Tosos, a Rosh. So I don't know if he commented here. I don't see anything. I don't think so. So anyways, so he says, you need a big Raya from the Gemara. There's nowhere in the Gemara that mentions that. And he says, according to the Pashut, it's more mistaber that Dafka Michal Shabbos Prefer Hesya, based on this Rashi. The Rashi says, why is Michal Shabbos Prefer Hesya considered a Mumin L'chol HaTorah Kula? Because he's Kofar B'Iker, it's made checker. Masha ain't ken Yom Kippur is not a made checker. Yom Kippur is not about Zeichel Maisa Bereshis at all, in Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, it's not considered a person Michal Shabbos be Yom Kippur. It's a terrible thing, of course. But it's not going to render a person Mumin L'chol HaTorah Kula. That's Rabbi Kiv Eger's understanding. And along with him is the Rashash in the back of our Gemara, our very Sugya. He says this as well. He quotes the different poskim. And he brings a Raya, that how do we know there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Then Yom Kippur is not as serious. Anyone see the Raya that he brought? He says, when it comes to Maisa Shabbos, there's a chiluk. He quotes a Rush in Perek Merubah, the seventh Perek of Baba Kama and the Simin Vav. There's a chiluk between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. I didn't see this inside. I couldn't find it. Anyone find this Rush? I saw he quoted Yochanan Sandler, but I didn't see where he made such a chiluk. So I just scanned it quickly. But it must be that there's a chiluk between Ma'aseh Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So we see there's a difference. So we shouldn't be so bothered that there's a difference of Mechal Shabbos b'farhesya is Mum L'chol HaTorah Kula, but not Mechal Yom Kippur b'farhesya. And so it's not only Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's not only the Rashash, it's also the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim explains that this whole idea, so he doesn't understand why anyone would equate Yom Kippur to Shabbos. And he said, maybe it'll bring a riot for me. The famous Ein Bein in the first parak of Megillah. Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Kippurim. I think what it says is, except for this one's Chayv Skil, this one's Chayv Kares. So it should say there's another difference. There's a difference in that Mechal Shabbos is considered Mum L'chol HaTorah Kula, and Mechal Yom Kippur is not. So left it off the list must be that they're equal, that both Shabbos and Yom Kippur are equal. He says, no, you can't bring a riot from that, because there are many things that are not on that list. It's not an exhaustive list. So the Prima Gadim, the Rashash, the Rikvi Eger, all go against the Tuah Shor, and again, the Tuah Shor is based, this was on this Raman Gittin. Just like the Raman says, Mechal Yom Kippur can't write a get, so to a Mechal Yom Kippur for Hesia is Mum L'chol HaTorah Kula, and the Shechita won't be accepted. But they all go against it. The Rashash, Prima Gadim, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So how are we going to explain the Tuah Shor and the simple understanding of the Ramah? That in fact, Mechal Yom Kippur b'far Hesya is like Mechal Shabbos b'far Hesya. So the Beis HaLevi makes the suggestion already. I imagine you all thought of this. He doesn't assume that way. But he says that this very Shaila is dependent on the nature of the Mechal Shabbos b'far Hesya. If it's an Indian of Kofar B'Iker, or if it's an Indian of Chomer Ha'avera. He says, if the reason why Mechal Shabbos is b'farhesya, Mum L'chol HaTorah Kula, it's because of Mishum Avera de Shabbos is so Chomer, so then it's very possible that Yesh Lomar, that Yom Kippur is also. It's a very serious Isser. And Yom Kippur, we learn many halachas of Yom Kippur from Shabbos. In fact, we call Shabbos Shabbos, and is referring to Yom Kippur. It's called Shabbos to a certain extent. He said he referenced the previous tshuva, he discussed the equation between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. So vis-a-vis that, they're very much related. And the Chomer Havera, you would say that Mechal Shabbos prefer Hesher and Mechal Yom Kippur prefer Hesher should be equal. That's where the Tuah Shor is coming from. But he says, our understanding is like Rashi, Ramban, and the others, that the real issue is that when Mechal Shabbos prefer Hesher, it's not the Chomer of Shabbos, it's Mevarer that you're Kofar B'Iker. But Yom Kippur is not about the Emunah Bashem, it's not about Ma'aseh Bereishis, it's a very wonderful day, it's about Tzicha Mechila, but it's not about the Emunah Hashem and all those in Yanim. In which case, if it's all, if Mechal Shabbos is predicated on Kofar B'Iker, that would not extend itself to Yom Kippur, and one who's Mechal Yom Kippur for Hesu would not be considered Mumer L'Chol HaTorah Kula. So that's Yom Kippur. So then the discussion, what about Yom Tov? Is Mechal Yom Tov, is that going to be considered Mum L'chol HaTorah Kula? So if you assume that Yom Kippur, Mechal Yom Kippur won't, so then certainly Yom Tov won't. Yom Tov is a drop lower. And the Beis Shmuel says it's explicitly, the Beis Shmuel there in Evan Ezer says that the Ramah only says this halacha by Yom Kippur, aval with regards to in Kosev, but Yom Tov, lo nase mumar, ela Rasha. He's a Rasha, but he's not a Mum L'chol HaTorah Kula. That's the Beis Shmuel's understanding. So the Orz Arua, though, as hopefully you saw on the page, he does equate Shabbos and Yom Tov together. And one who's Mechal Yom Tov would be considered Mumer L'chol HaTorah Kula. So why? Why would you think to include Yom Tov into as Mechal Shabbos, equate the two of them? What would you guys think?
Both Osim.
Both Osim. So that you could say. We haven't seen that yet. Excellent. If you say, like, the next piece we have, the Tash Bates. So he says it's about Osim. Before we get to Osim, I think that's great. Before we get there even, the two suggestions we have already, Chomer Ha'Isser versus Kofar B'Iker, how would you connect those? So it's very possible. It is not. It's not possible. It is. That's certainly Pesach and Sukkot, and then Yeshua's as well. It's all Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a fundamental part of Yiddishkeit. So according to that pshat, you can actually say, and no one said this, I'm just saying, theoretically, you could say, if it's all about Kofar B'Iker, Mechal Yom Tov can make you a Mum L'chol HaTorah Kula, but not Mechal Yom Kippur. even though with regards to Chomer HaVeira, Yom Kippur is much more severe than Yantif, the Gabe the Kofar Be'ikr, Yantif is more fundamental to Emunas Hashem than Yom Kippur is. In which case, Mechal Yomtif could make you a Mumin L'Chol HaTorah Kula, but not Yom Kippur. No one says that. I'm just suggesting it. But perhaps that's where the Or Zeruah comes from as to why he says Mechal Shabbos, Mechal Yomtif. He doesn't say Mechal Yom Kippur. He says Mechal Yomtif. Now, he might include Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in there anyways. Well, one second, but in that as well. But if it's about Kofar Be'ikr, you can possibly extend it to Yomtif. You could even say Chomer Isser as well. You know, Chomer Isser, just because we gave Shabbos as the paradigm, doesn't mean things that are less Chomer isn't included either. So granted, Shabbos is the worst. But it could also include Yom Kippur. It could also include Yom Yantif. Chol HaMoed, we'd probably stop there. But just because you say Shabbos is a mal, it doesn't have to be Dafka Shabbos. It could just be the example. But then you would have thought that the Gemara should have said and included cases of Yantif. So that's part of the calculation of why perhaps the Or Zeruah would include it. Either because Yom Tif is predicated on Zeich L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, or because he expands the definition of Chomer Isser even to include Yom Tif. Yes.
All Yom Tov and Zeich L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, I understand Pesach, but Sukkot and Shavuos, it's the same thing?
Yeah, Sukkot certainly is. That's during the Yetziah. And then Shavuos is more Matan Torah. It's the continuation of it. But the Kiddush, we certainly say it in there. We don't say it in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, also we say it, I think, though. Isn't it mentioned in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Yeah, so they all are, to a certain extent, all mitzvahs are connected to Zeichlis, and that's why we were given. The Torah said we were given, taken out to do mitzvahs. So everything really does trace back to it. And you could say tzitzis as well, tefillin, all these things do connect back to it. So where do you draw the line, of course? That's always going to be the question. But Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are not connected to Mitzrayim historically as much as Shavuos and Sukkot. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's nothing historical about it. But Shabbos was made in the history of it, and Shabbos, Pesach, certainly, Shavuos, and Sukkot, historically, they were created for that reason. But many mitzvahs are Zecher, Tzitzis, the Kai doesn't wear Tzitzis. We'll see the Nativ in a second about the interesting Nativ. Haven't seen the Nativ? We'll get there, fine.
Isn't eating up Kofar by Shabbos that you didn't think that Hashem rested on that day, not because of Mitzvahs and Sukkot?
That's the way Rashi said. But Ramban elaborates. I don't have it in front of me. Ramban elaborates to other inyanim, not lav dafka ma'isa Shabbos. But you're correct. You are correct. If you take Rashi's pshat, then you couldn't extend it to anything else. I think you're correct about that. Very good. Yeah. Okay. I think Ramban had other examples of emunah. I don't remember what he had said. So I think Ramban would expand it perhaps to beyond Shabbos. Now, Jeremy said, what about the os? So Tashbetz has a very interesting shaila here in the tshuva, and that very last line in the page here, he says the definition of, or the understanding of Mechal Shabbos Prefer Hesya is based on Beini Uvein Bnei Yisrael Os Hililam. It's an os. Shabbos is an os. A person rejects the os, not about Kofar Be'ikr necessarily. It can be, but he focuses on the os, in which case, since there's an os on Shabbos, that's why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, so therefore Mechal Shabbos Prefer Hesya is considered is a mumil chal Torah kula. So he says that. So to Yontif. Yontif is an os. That's why the Gemara tells us in Menachos we don't wear tefillin on Yontif because Yontif itself is an os. What's the os of Yontif? It's machlokas and tosos. As an aside for a second, one shoot in tosos is the fact that it's an iser malacha. That's an os, and that's why we don't wear tefillin. Others say, anyone know the other shita in the tosos? Why? What's the os on Yontif? No one saw the tosos in Menachos. Shimmy, you see this?
Yeah,
okay, fine. So the answer is, it says in this week's Parsha, Pentishkach. So, sorry. the Tosa says all the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs that you do on Yantif are the os. So Pesach, the matzah is the os. On Sukkah, it's the Lulav and Esrog, and the Sukkah is the os. On Shavuos, I don't think he answers what Shavuos, what the mitzvah on Shavuos is. I don't know if he says it, I don't remember. See, I'm forgetting now. We have kas, you forget. So I forgot. That's what Gemara says. Okay, anyway, so there's an os. So an os in Yantid, there's an os in Yom Kippur. So therefore, there's no tefillin. So seemingly, according to the Tashbeit, he would say, the person's Mechal Shabbos and Mechal Yom Kippur and Mechal Yantif, they're all undermining the Beinu Veinu Bnei Yisrael Osili Olam, in which case it possibly would render them into a Mechal Shabbos and Mechal Yantif, Mechal Yom Kippur, into a Mumar Mechal Torah Kula. Now, we've been discussing this idea of the Chomer Avera. So anyone saw the Netziv inside? The Netziv says this. In the Hamad Davar, on Parshas Kisisa, it's brought here, it talks about the pasuk of Beinu Beimene Tzol Osi Liolam. So he quotes his Dashpet, but then he has his own suggestion he really heard from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim was his son-in-law, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So Rav Chaim suggests that's really about Chomer Havera. This whole idea, it's against what the Beis Halevi says, it's against what Rav Soloveitchik said. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik had suggested that's not about Kofar B'Iker, it's about the Chomer Havera. What's so significant, what's so severe about the Avera of Shabbos? Because it tells us in the Yerushalmi that Shabbos is shkula keneged kol mitzvah shebe Torah. It's such a great mitzvah, and one who violates it, it's as if you're violating the entire Torah. And it doesn't sound like it's an issue of kofar be'ikr, but it's an issue of the chomer havera. So avodah zarah as well, the Chazal tells us, is one who violates avodah zarah, t'kilu, you violate all the mitzvahs. So he asks, what about tzitzis? The Gemara tells us in Shavuos that tzitzis also is shkula kekol ha-Torah kula. When you wear tzitzis, it's as if you're fulfilling the entire Torah. So he says, no, there's a difference. Because only when you wear tzitzis are you ke'ilu fulfilling the entire Torah. But if you don't wear tzitzis, it's not a rejection of the entire Torah. As opposed to Shabbos of Avodah Zarah, it's a rejection of Kol HaTorah Kula. So it would render you into a mumer l'Kol HaTorah Kula. So according to this understanding, then it's Siv. He would say Chomer Avera would only apply to Shabbos, since it's Shkula k'chol HaTorah Kula, but it wouldn't apply itself to Yom Kippur, nor to Yontif. Now, you have to just keep in mind all these different inyanim, that there are a number of sources how Yom Kippur is k'Shabbos. We mentioned Shabbos Shabbason, and there are also a number of rayas. The Minchas Chinuch spent a lot of time discussing this. There's some Rashi's in Masechta Shavuos that calls Shabbos Yom Tif, and Yontif Shabbos. So there is that overlap. You have to always deal with that as a separate point of how equated is it. As an example, in the Parshas Emor, so when the Pesukim say, Elu Moadei Hashem, these are Moadim, the first thing it mentions is what? The first Moed it mentions, anyone know, in Parshas Emor? Shabbos. We just said we're mentioning Moed, and Shabbos is the first Moed, so there's already an indication that Yontif and Shabbos are equated to a certain extent, there's a certain overlap. That's something to keep in mind. But overall speaking, we see there are really two dinim, and there's a third position of either Chomer Avera and Kofar Be'ikr, and we have the different apokaminas, Yom Tif and Yom Kippur, and then the third pshat, the Tashbeitz, of the Os. Yes?
Does anyone say anything about being Machal Shemitah?
That's a good question. I didn't see it. I imagine if we were to learn Hilchos Shemitah, I bet it would come up. I didn't see it. I think it's a very fair question to ask. It calls it Shabbos Haaretz. It would be very intriguing to see. I don't know. The final point here, and we'll finish with this, is the discussion of Yisurei Derabanan of Shabbos. Michal Shabbos before Hesed, we've been talking about Yisurei Deraisa, but what about Yisurei Derabanan? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in this Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Pehe Sif Gimel, he says that Yisrael Mumar Lavodot Kol Elilim O Lechal Shabbos before Hesed, Afilu Eino Michalalo Ella be'iser dirabanan, harei hu ka'akum. Just talking about dinim of setting up an eruv and how to deal with making an eruv. You have to be mevatel the rishus of a guy, but if he's a Jew, you can't be mevatel the rishus. You have to hire a rider, you have to take a lease from him. So he says a person is mechal Shabbos per fehesya, even if it's an iser midirabanan, has a din of an akum. And the Mishabura points out the lashon of the Mishabura is the avon ze chamur. His focus is the Chomer Avera, just to point out. And such a person is Nase Bezeh Mumer L'Chol HaTorah. That such a person becomes a Mumer L'Chol HaTorah, even if it's a violation on an Isser Dirabanan. So that itself is quite interesting. The Be'er Heitev on our Shulchan Aruch, our Simen Beis, in Yardaya Hilchashchita, Yardaya Hilchashchita Simen Beis, the Be'er Heitev quotes a Machlokas Pri Chadash and others, whether we would say this by Isser Dirabanan, on Shabbos, would it make the person into a mumer l'chol HaTorah kula or not? And then, before I explain it, the Be'er Halacha has another suffix, whether muksa, let's say you assume the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's Yisurei Derabanan makes one into mumer l'chol HaTorah kula, would extend itself to muksa also? Muksa is Yisurei Derabanan? Or is muksa tilt of alma? It's a very low-level Isser. That's another level of suffix that he has. So let's understand just the last minute or two. Why would you extend it to Isser Derbanan? Why would you think that Isser Derbanan would render a person to Mumer L'Chol HaTorah Kula? Yeah.
Maybe it stems from the Sosser, and if you're going to one against Losasar Seir, he denied one mitzvah in the Torah, and then the Mela.
Yeah, so one could be the understanding of Losasar, that it's a violation of Losasar, and it becomes Chomer Aveira. The problem with that is, though, that Losasar is not any more special than, wearing Shatnez. It's a very important mitzvah, but in terms of Chomer Aveira, it doesn't seem to be in that same pedestal as Shabbos.
The Rabbanon itself connects to the
Deraisa. So it could be that any Derabbanon is Kain Deraisa Tikkun, very good, and therefore when you're violating Isser Shabbos, on Derabbanon it's really violating Isser Shabbos Deraisa. I think that's probably the simplest understanding, the best understanding, all these Surim are extensions of the Isser Deraisa, and they have that ability. Because of Losasar, but it's not a violation of Losasar, it's a violation of Isser Shabbos. I think that's the simplest understanding.
Not sure if this is what you were saying, but maybe it could be similar to like being kofar b'ikar, that most of the derabbanans are like gedarim for isurei deraisa. So if you show that you don't care about the derabbanans, like you also don't care about the deraisas, and it's kind of like you're being kofar b'ikar.
So I think kofar b'ikar, I think it's a very nice pshat, but not because of its connection to Shabbos. The connection to Shabbos to me would be chomer ha'isur. I think kofar b'ikar would be a separate thing, rejecting chachamim. If you're going to reject chachamim and the divrei chachamim, that would be a type of kofar b'ikar. The Torah says, listen to Losasar, but not because of the Chomer Aveira, because that's a fundamental point of Yiddishkeit. Like we saw the other day, the Masur, the one who gave over, he's a Mamisha Kofar B'Ikar, we call him, because he's rejecting his community, he's rejecting his Tzibur. So perhaps we could say, as a fundamental part of Yiddishkeit, is accepting the Chachamim, Divrei Chachamim. And just a...
Why would you not apply to every Derabbanan, not just Shabbos? Anytime you don't listen to Chachamim, by other areas
also. I think it's an excellent question. I'm not sure. It could be that any time, maybe the level of kfira depends on the context of that Isser Derabbanan. But according to what I'm saying, you're right. Any rejection of any Derabbanan should be bechala. That's a very good question. So that I would have to think about that. But I would have to finagle out of it. Again, I don't know if it's true or not. Maybe only, again, a Divrei Chachamim within the world of kfira would have that type of stature of being a very serious Avera. So I'll just finish off with just one quick maisa of showing the importance of Divrei Chachamim and Mesorah connected to these Inyanim, that they once found a Sefer Torah and weren't sure who wrote it. And the Gemara tells us in Gittin that if a Min, not Bikoris, wrote a Sefer Torah, we have to burn it. But if it's a Kasher Sofer, so then we're allowed to keep it. So they found the Sefer Torah and they didn't know who wrote it. So they brought it to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Wanted to know, what do we do? Do we burn it? Can we use it? Do we gneze it? We bury it? What do we do? So he said, look at the last few psukim of the Torah and see if the osios are different, if the font are different. Why? He says, because we have a Masorah that we always invite the Rabbanan to finish off the Sefer Torah. And each Rav is going to have a slightly different handwriting. So if all the osios are exactly the same, so you could assume it's written by Min, and you could talk of burn it then. That's why Paskin. Because the importance of, this was not a Divrei Chacham, but this was a Inyan of Minhag and Masorah. If a person keeps a Minhag Masorah, we could trust him as a Kasher Sofer, but if he doesn't, then we assume he's a Min, in which case he passed. I don't know what happened, but that was the psak he gave. And I don't know if it was all the Osios were the same or different, but we see the importance of how fundamental keeping the Masorah and Divrei Chachamim are as part of the Inyan of Emunah B'Hashem. Okay, Shkoyach.